Good morning. You are listening to Quill Radio on WNTI.org, streaming live from Centenary University in Hackettstown, New Jersey. I'm your host, Katie Peters, and joining me today is WNTI Director John Del Rey.
Well, good morning. Glad to be here.
Thank you very much for being here. So you received your bachelor's degree from Centenary. What was your major and or minor?
Well, I received my bachelor's from Centenary a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. The star was referenced. You're the movie person here at WNTI. I started here. Actually, I kind of started my Centenary career and Centenary journey 2003. I had just graduated from my senior year in high school, and I started in that September here. I was a commuter student. So we still have a good number of commuter students here at Centenary. And I started, and I was actually not only was I taking classes here full time, I was also working part time. So, which is I can relate to a lot of the students here on this campus because they're doing the same exact thing. So, graduated here in 2007. And while I was here, I got the chance to intern at the at WNTI when it was previously an FM station and public radio. So that gave me a lot of not only opportunity off mic, but on mic, because I got to see real professionals in action. And we still have professionals here at WNTI, but I got to see it in a public radio aspect. And it was also kind of an interesting time transition-wise, because that was when some of the new digital technologies were coming out, like, you know, HD radio. You know, Pandora was kind of an idea, but it was still, you know, being tested out, and we were still playing CDs. So more of the automation stuff was coming into play. So I got to see a lot of cool transition things, not only radio-wise but media-wise, because Facebook was starting to come out at that point. And so I really got to see the integration of social media and radio together. So it really gave me a lot of experience and also helped me in my work life as well. So.
And you said you commuted to Centenary. How was your experience with that?
It was pretty interesting. Could be challenging sometimes because I worked in Morris Plains, and I was commuting from Hackettstown to Morris Plains. So you had to kind of time yourself out right. So kind of it delimited my ability to do certain after school activities. But sometimes that's a trade off. If you want money to pay your bills, you have to work. And also, I was also working to help kind of fund my education. So. You know, I had great parents who helped fund my education, but there are commuter students here that don't have that luxury. And so I can relate to that aspect, but also I needed to put gas in my car and pay for the other expenses that I had. So it was a challenge, but, you know, that's something you have to learn in life. But it also gave me some great perspective on growing up. So hard lessons.
How is your experience as a student here outside of the radio station, and how does it differ from being a staff member, being on the other side?
Well, it's interesting because as a student, you kind of view things, there's certain things you look at that professors do, and, you know, when you get into the classroom, you know, the professor shows up, the technology works, and they hand out the lesson plans, the syllabus, and you go about, you know, you get your textbook, and then you go about with the lesson. You know, becoming a staff member, then you understand basically, you know, kind of how the sausage is made. You know, how you get to the point of the syllabus being created, the technology, all the preparation that goes into these classes. And, you know, we have a really great faculty here at Centenary. And even when I was here as a student, they are, you know, we have small classes, and the faculty get to know you, and you get to know the faculty. And they want you to succeed as well as the staff members here at Centenary. And you get that great student faculty relationship here that's what makes this place unique.
What are some of the big differences of Centenary from then versus now?
Wow, that's a really good question. Well, for one thing, we didn't have this building when I first started. When in fact, where we're sitting right now was actually the old facilities location. And tennis courts. So, and this parking lot was kind of here, but it wasn't. So I got to see, when I was here as a staff member, I got to see the planning stages. And even as a student, I saw the planning stages of this building and building of one of the new dorms. In fact, Bennett Smith opened the year I started here as a student. And then they opened up Founders. And then while I was here, they were planning Lackland Center. And as a staff member, I got to see Lackland Center come fruition. Then they put in the elevators in Trevorrow, because when I started, we didn't have elevators in Trevorrow or that's what they call the science labs, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to make sure I got my names right. But we didn't have elevators in Jivaro. We didn't even have an elevator in the C building.
Really?
Yeah. And in fact, where the Vibe is today was actually the line where you stood to get your pizza.
I heard that. I can't imagine.
So that was our cafeteria. So it's interesting to see. It's like walking through. It's like, wow, I used to get my chicken parmesan walking through the kitchen. So. And you also got to know – it's cool that we're a small school, so you got to know the kitchen staff. So I got to know Linda, who previously was here. So we kind of developed a good friendship. And, yeah, so it's like our security guys, you know, you got to know them. And it just – we seem to be kept expanding. Like, we didn't have the science labs in the fish hatchery.
Okay.
And so I got to see that come to fruition. So it's the school has really changed. And, I mean, you know, the school professional studies now in Parsippany – and in fact, the building where they are in now, they're right across the street from the building where my dad used to work.
Really?
And then I know the Hilton Hotel over there. So it's interesting how that all comes together.
Yeah. And wasn't the WNTI studios in a different building?
Yeah, they were in the C building. It was interesting. We were in the third floor, but you had to go up three flights of stairs and go down two flights of stairs to get it.
Weird.
It was a weird – it's how the architect designed the C building, I have no idea. And in fact, I understood why they hadn't put an elevator in there, because the rumor was that the old building burned down because it was something to do with the elevator shaft. Though I don't – that was a rumor.
Okay.
I don't know. But I kind of understood, this is why there was no elevator in there. But now there is. And I got to see, like, the offices – the admissions office was over where financial aid is right now in the C building.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got to see that get moved around. So it's it's very interesting to see where times have changed, and, you know, same staff members that I knew starting here are still here. So, and I got to see new faces. And
so overall, did you like going to a small college, or do you wish you went to one of the big schools like Rutgers or Penn State?
You know, I've kind of thought about this the last couple of weeks. I kind of like going to a small school because you get to know the faculty, and you get to know the other staff members, and you get to develop that one-on-one relationship. Like talking to someone, their daughter was in a lecture hall with like 700 other students.
Yeah.
You know, well, that's, you know, there are schools that are smaller than Centenary that have 700 undergraduate students. You know, we're a little bit bigger than that, but that just goes to show you that a professor had a class with 700 students, probably in six graduate assistants. Here we have our max class size is around 18 or 19 or something.
Yeah, I haven't had one bigger than maybe 20 at the most.
20, and so you really get this, it gives the opportunity for the faculty to get to know the classes and know the students. And, you know, they do know when the student doesn't show up for the past 3 weeks. So you know, it's like, where were you for the past 3 weeks? Because I saw you on other parts of campus, you know, as opposed to a larger campus like that has multiple campuses. You may not notice that.
Yeah, so. Definitely. And what different roles have you held here at WNTI before becoming director last year?
Ooh, well, I was a work study when I first started as a student, and then I became in 2008. I became a part time DJ, and then 2009 became operations manager, and then a couple of years after that, the station went through some transformation. And then eventually I became a director about a year and a half ago. So I've held multiple roles, and I got to not only have I held multiple roles, but I got to participate in multiple events.
Right.
Here recently last year, we brought a TED Talks here to Centenary. So I got to be a part of kind of the backstage of that. And that was pretty cool.
You also took classes last year at Centenary School of Professional Studies. And what classes were you taking?
I got the chance to take classes for the School of Professional Studies Social Media Marketing Certificate. And for those of you who don't know about Centenary's student social media marketing program, it's a really fantastic program, and we really should be talking about it more. It's helped run by Tim Guella and also Kathy Naz, and they were the pioneers behind social media marketing program here at Centenary. And I think we're one of the first in the state to hold that title. And it really prepares our students for a career in social media marketing, because social media is just so much a part of our lives today. And it's a huge part of business. And you have to know the skills to manage social media. It's not just going on Facebook and just posting things. It's way beyond that. You know, it's Instagram, it's Twitter, and it's understanding the analytics, it's understanding the advertising, it's understanding how Google works. And we're helping to prepare our students to understand all those aspects so we can prepare them for the marketplace. And even you can even minor in it as social media. You know, you can be maybe an equine major and be minor in social media, or a communications major and minor in the social media program. So we're helping to prepare the next generation for great careers because they need it.
Since you were here for the big transition with WNTI, how was the transition from changing from an FM station to an online streaming station?
Well, any kind of change like that is a challenge. And fortunately, we had good people behind it, and we were able to make the change happen. And it's not to say it was easy. You're always going to have your challenges no matter what change you do. Change is never easy. But I have to say that the students have responded. We have gotten great support from not only this administration but the last administration in making the change. And, you know, we've had to adapt with the times as technology-wise. But, you know, every day is a new challenge. You know, you're always trying to find ways to improve things or fix things. But you're always trying to make it work. And I think it's a good learning experience for our students. They get to see the behind the scenes and that, you know, that life isn't always easy. And you're always going to have challenges, and you just have to rise above it. And like I said, we have a great staff, and we have great support, not only from the communications department here at Centenary, communication, writing, and design. I have to get that right, but also all the other departments have really come out to WNTI. And in fact, I'm working with one of the classes that's a freshman class that's trying to bring bringing like a WWE kind of event to Centenary, and I'm using my experience, not only being on the radio, but also doing public relations to help those students. So I'm taking my life experiences and helping the freshmen, the incoming generation. So, you know, and that's what I like about Centenary, is that we're all working together to help our students.
One of the great things about being involved with WNTI is that we give students a lot of creative freedom about what they can have shows about. So why do you think this is important?
Well, I think it's important because part of the thing being on the radio is that not only is a job, but I also think you have to have a little fun too. So that's why I really encourage creative freedom. I mean, right now we have a group of students that are doing an hour-long show about psychology issues, you know, and about the aspects behind it. It's like, well, you got to be creative about it. You got to figure out a way to talk for an hour about psychology. So it really gets our students to put on their thinking caps. And it also, you know, part of the thing I say is that, well, I'm here to help you, but you have to come to me to reach for help. And so, part of that challenge is having our students come to us to reach out for assistance, and something you have to learn on your own. You know, and I always put myself out there and say, hey, you know, I'm here. You know, my office is upstairs. Come reach out to me. Send me an email, and I'll be happy to reach you and talk to you. But and slowly but surely, the students are reaching out, and you know. But any other aspect, the other challenge is that there's so many opportunities here on campus, so we're sort of competing with each other. But that's a good thing that we have so many things for our students to do. You know, they're not just sitting in their dorms watching Netflix or Hulu all the time. We want them out there. We want them doing the Midnight Run and talking about it on the radio. We want them going to Centenary Athletic events and talking about it on the radio, or on social media, or on television. So you always have to make sure that the students are fully involved.
Are there any things that you want to do or change at WNTI in the next few years?
Well, one of the things I'm trying to I'm looking at is trying to get the sports department more involved. So that's a slow thing, because not only is it dependent on student involvement, it's also dependent on equipment, also dependent on scheduling and logistics, because you have to have students that want to do the work. So hopefully in the next group of freshmen, we can find some people that maybe will want Express doing, you know, sports, you know, more sports talk and more play-by-play. You know, it all depends on student involvement. The students have to be able to make commitments. And it's going back to the WWE class that I'm not a part of the class, but I'm just, you know, if they've reached out to me, could you offer maybe a little bit of assistance in doing some stuff, which I'm more than happy to do. I'm more than happy to do with any of the other departments. Is that the students have to be able to reach out, and they have to get themselves out there and reach out for help. But that's what we're here for. We're here to encourage that. And this is also preparing them for the real world, because in the real world, This is how it works. So,
Centenary will be selecting its new president very soon. Are you hoping to build a professional relationship with him or her to potentially have another connection with WNTI as we did with the past president?
Well, I think that's, you know, that it's important to build the relationship with any president here at any institution, you know, not only at Centenary, but I think it's important for college radio stations to have that relationship with the president's office because, I've actually, to not to date myself, but I've been through 1, 2, 3. This will be my 4th president. Hmm. So I've seen everything. I've seen all the changes that have gone on. So I'm hoping with the new president, whoever he or she is that I want to reach out and build that relationship because I want them to be fully involved with the radio station, come down, give interviews. And, you know, my dream would be to maybe to have the president do a radio show here. And I've also, to kind of sidetrack a little bit, I've actually encouraged other staff members here at Centenary to maybe come on the radio. In fact, Professor Search is doing a show. Mm-hmm. And I've encouraged other professors to come on the air and do a show here on WNTI because I think that's also helpful. Because if staff and faculty members are here on the radio and they're talking about it, it'll encourage our students to come on the radio and be here, you know, because it's, you know, if they put their foot in front, get the students to come in and put their foot in front of as well.
What advice would you give to a graduating senior from Centenary?
Get as much experience as possible. Get out there and network. Build up that LinkedIn profile. And, you know, enjoy the experiences. Because, you know, do things like Midnight Run. Do things like attend Centenary events or even being on here on WNTI because that's going to help build your communication skills. You know, and understand that, you know, the real world is a challenge out there. We are going through some challenging times. So we're trying to prep you for that. And, you know, college should not only be a way to prepare you for the world, but also we should give you a little bit of enjoyment. So enjoy the ride. And while we're here, utilize the services here at Centenary, like career services, like student life. And we have a great counseling program here. We have a great, you know, student learning program. The Collaboratory is a great program here at Centenary. So take advantage of all that we have to offer, you know, and it's okay to ask for help. You know, it's if you're going through some challenging times in your life, whether it be learning wise or mental wise, we have services here to help you. You know, it's okay if you have to reach out for assistance. And it's also, you know, that's part of the reason, too. I'm here to give advice as well as the other staff members and faculty members. You know, our main job is to make you succeed. But you also have to be that person to say, yeah, I do need help. And it's okay. It's okay to say that I need help. You know, I've been there. I've been there as a student and as a staff member. I know it can be a challenge, but we're here to help you rise above that challenge. And because we all want to see you graduate on time. You know, we all want to see you. And it's tough out there because a lot of people are working and they're trying to balance school and the student debt. Of course, student debt is a big issue here, and we get it. We want you to get that career so you can pay off that student debt. So it's stressful, but we're here to try to get you through that stressful time. So my big thing is utilize the services we have here on campus, and especially all the student activities like WNTI, which our meeting is next week at Wednesday at 3 p.m. Lackland 243. And check out our website, WNTI.org, and on social media. I had to get that out there. But things like WNTI, it can just maybe if you come on the air for an hour or a two-hour show, it's 2 hours where you can just let go and maybe you just need the 2 hours mental break.
Well, Johnny, is there anything else that you wanted to talk about that we haven't covered?
Just check out WNTI.org. Check out our social media pages on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, just about the latest things that are happening. I encourage you to get involved with WNTI. Our next meeting is Wednesday at 3 p.m. in Lackland 243. You don't even have to wait for the next meeting. You could always stop by my office, room 260, or send us an email to radio@centenaryuniversity.edu. I know we're halfway into the semester, but you can still get a radio show. You can still start your show now and have a guaranteed spot for the winter semester or spring semester. It feels like winter, but spring semester. So we have a number of director positions that are going to be opening up soon that are also currently open. So get yourself out there. Maybe you got your schedule set. you know, and listen, you can play – if you want to do a show about classical music or just like an hour where you just talk, it's fine. Just follow the rules. You know, we've got the policies here at WNTI and go with it. You know, there's a lot of students here that are shy that, you know, think, well, it's not for me or, you know, well, it just looks kind of stupid or this and that. It's like, well, you haven't tried it yet. You know, the Woody Allen had a great quote. 90% of life is just showing up. You know, well, you're missing out on if you show up to like a WNTI event or even do a radio show for an hour. That's 90%. Now you just got to work on the other 10. Mm-hmm. So get yourself out there and really, really take advantage of everything we have here on campus.
Well, Johnny, thank you so much for being here this morning. And I'll take a quick break and I'll be right back. You are listening to Quill Radio on WNTI.org. I'm your host, Katie Peters, and I want to thank my previous guest again, John Del Rey, the director of WNTI, for being here this morning. Going now for the sports schedule for this week, women's soccer will be at Cedar Crest at 7 p.m. on the 22nd, which is this Tuesday. Also, field hockey will be at Drew University at 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday. On Wednesday, the 23rd, men's soccer will be at Cairn University starting at 3 p.m. And women's volleyball will be playing against Keystone College at 7 p.m. home this Wednesday. Also, women's volleyball will be at Clark Summit University at 12 p.m. on Saturday. And men's soccer will be playing against Keystone College home at 1 p.m. this Saturday as well. Happening on campus this week, the National PHA Finals Horse Show will be on Friday through Sunday at the Equine Campus at Centenary. Also happening in the Hackettstown community, Centenary Stage Company has the Fringe Festival, which will be Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Also, there is a healthy Halloween party and parade happening at the ShopRite of Mansfield on the 24th. Which is this Thursday as well, starting at 5:30 p.m. On Friday, there is a Saturday, there's the 6th annual Halloween Downtown, which is happening at downtown Hackettstown from 3 to 5 p.m. At David's Country Inn on Thursday the 24th, there is an autumn food and wine pairing event starting at 6 p.m. Also, Pino's Palette, which is a paint and sip locally, has different pumpkin-themed and fall-themed paintings for this week and this weekend. And Donaldson Farms still has their fall harvest weekends and corn maze and hay rides happening all weekend long. There's also the Hackettstown Scarecrow Stroll every day going on, so people have different scarecrows around their house. You can drive by or walk on the sidewalk and look around. There's also still the Hayride of Horrors and Haunted House attraction going on this Friday, Saturday, from 6:30 to 9:30 in Hackettstown. That is all the events happening this week. Thank you so much for tuning in again to Quill Radio on WNTI. I'm your host, Katie Peters, and have a great week. I'll see you next week.